Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. We'll start off with the big news of the week for you guys. Aiden Lindblad and future considerations off demerit. You guys bring in Tristan Allen. What can you say about the player bringing in? And maybe just a couple words about Aiden as well.
Yeah, it's always a tough part of the year. Obviously, Aiden's been with Salmon Arm for a year and a half. I've trained him in the summer for 2 years, so it's always tough to see a kid like that go. Wish Aiden nothing but the best in the future and a new opportunity for him. And then obviously with Tristan, with the situation we have on our back end, losing three regulars, it was obviously a need for our hockey team to bring in a defenseman, especially one that has a little bit of experience in the league. So feel very fortunate we're able to get Tristan here. I think he's going to contribute in a lot of different areas for our hockey club that maybe we need right now, power play especially. So we're excited to get him and get him in the lineup right away.
And you guys coming off a 5-3 loss on Sunday to West Kelowna. Overall, pretty solid first period from your group. What did you like from the performance, and what are you taking away from that game?
Yeah, for the circumstances, I mean, at the end of the day, we ended up with one of our D-men getting hurt, so we're playing with four. We had a forward back there for a little bit during that game. I thought we broke the puck out probably one out of our zone. One of the better, I guess, games we've had at it in the first. And then obviously some things happen where we're playing shorthanded. It's always tough. But three deflected goals too, so we got to do a better job of two off us and then one off of them. So we got to do a better job of getting in shot lanes and different stuff like that. So it's been a focus of ours, but I did like overall our effort in that game. Our effort and our ability, like I said, to break the puck out. I thought it led to a lot of transition, a lot of time that we got to play offense. So all in all, it wasn't terrible other than the result.
The line of Isaac Lambert, Ryan Gillespie, and Jules Bouillard have come together over the last three games. They combined for 7 points on Sunday. What can you say about the way they're coming together and the chemistry that they're building?
Yeah, it's an important thing for our club to get kind of that three to four line of production. I think, obviously, Gilly and Lambie have played together for majority of the season here, and then Jules has done a really good job of fitting in on that right side. I think he's a very smart player that moves the puck, gets to the right areas, and he's getting rewarded for it right now. So I've liked what they've done probably for the last three, four games here. Hopefully they can keep that going, and then hopefully we can get some more production from our other guys.
And my last question for you, it's your second trip south of the border this year, your third meeting on the season though with Wenatchee. You split the first two games. What are you taking a look at tonight, and what's the key to success?
Yeah, I think just don't feed their transition. I think our puck management needs to be really, really good. I think they're a group that can obviously get up and play offense in transition if we allow them to. So if we're putting pucks where we can get them back and we can cycle the puck down low, spend a lot of time in their zone instead of getting in a track meet with these guys, I think that's kind of what will be the recipe for success here against these guys that we've seen them in the last two times.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the Wenatchee Wild, Chris Clark. Chris, you guys coming off a three-game weekend over on Vancouver Island. You guys take two of those three games. What did you like overall from that?
I thought definitely our best effort was on Sunday, which sometimes can be the hardest one because of fatigue and whatnot and travel and all that. But I thought we played definitely a complete effort on Sunday, and it was good to see the guys rewarded because of it.
In that game, Micah Berger got a hat trick, and since the Christmas break has got back, he has 5 goals and 3 assists in just 5 games. What can you say about his play and how he's developing as a player for you guys?
Yeah, obviously he's been a great add since we got him back in November. He's a guy that we lean on offensively, and really his whole line with Cade Littler and Christian Kim have definitely developed some chemistry, and they're a line we're going to continue to need to lean on for that offensive input.
And tonight starts a stretch of 8 out of your next 11 games here at home in Wenatchee. How big is that building momentum into the final stages here of this BCHL regular season?
Yeah, I think everybody, you know, you ask anybody in the league and you got to take care of home ice and win those games on home ice when given the opportunity. Obviously, just because you're at home doesn't make it any easier. We still got to do the work and put the work in, and we have some very good opponents like yourself coming in here. So, but yeah, our goal is to take care of home ice and win the games we can on home ice and take care of that as it comes.
And a couple other players of note for you guys, Ian Somoza and Cade Littler, just fantastic starts to this season. What can you say about those two players and what they brought to your organization?
Yeah, they've both been impact players for us since the minute they walked in the door, obviously. Having both of them here last year and now returning back this year. Again, two guys that we lean on a lot for offensive, really all situations, but definitely guys that we look for to produce offensively, but they're also guys we look for in a leadership role. They're both out there in key defensive faceoff situations as well. So guys we lean on in all three zones and guys that have really taken a step this year and are playing some pretty good hockey for us.
And my last question for you, meeting number three on the season with Salmon Army, you guys split the first two games. What's the key to success here tonight against the Silverbacks?
I think the big thing for us in games that we've played against you guys is taking care of the puck. When we take care of the puck, we're a much better hockey team. And you guys have a lot of offensive firepower up front. And when we turn pucks over in the neutral zone, you guys have done a good job capitalizing on that. So making sure we make the most of our opportunities in the neutral zone where we're not turning pucks over and giving you guys a short track.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you. You too.